Again, this is WHUS Stores Connecticut. My name's Ken. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We're going to start with the modern big band sound of Alan Ferber.
Thank you.
That's Alan Ferber, great trombone player, and as you just heard, a great arranger, big band arranger as well, from his latest release entitled March Sublime. We heard a track called The Compass. Yeah, I dig that. And that album had been recommended to me by a couple people, and I didn't really see it here at the radio station, so the other day I went out and bought it. And very impressed with it. Perhaps on a future show, I will feature that album and play a couple more tracks. All right, we're going to continue on now with some more new music. Next up is Jane Bennett, and Makeke is the name of the group. And it's a Cuban band that Jane Bennett went down to Cuba and found these great musicians and brought them back to the States. It's an all-female band, and it's a very good album. I think you'll like it. We're going to hear two from that. This is Jane Bennett and Makeke. That was the Fred Hirsch Trio from a recent release entitled Floating. And we heard the perhaps a jazz standard, You and the Night and the Music. A great trio. That's Fred Hirsch on piano, John Hebert on bass, and Hartford's own Eric McPherson on drums. All right, before that, we heard from Jane Bennett and Makeke. And they've got a new album out. It's a brand new project, I guess. We saw them over at the Litchfield Jazz Festival, and they put on a great show. An all-female band from Cuba, Jane Bennett and Makeke. Jane Bennett, I guess, credited with bringing some great Cuban musicians to North America. So she's been going down to Cuba for quite some time and looking for some jazz, Latin jazz musicians and bringing them up to the States. And she's credited with discovering, let's say, at least in North America, for North America, Daphnis Prieto, the great drummer, Yosavni Terry, Pedrito Martinez, and David Varelas. But this group is called Makeke, and the band members are Jane on flute and soprano sax, drummer Yissi Garcia, percussionist Daimi Arsena, who's also a vocalist, Yusa on guitar and fretless bass, pianist Dene, and Magdales on congas. And as I said, we saw them over at Litchfield Jazz Festival and put on a great show, so definitely worth checking out, Jane Bennett and Makeke. All right, let's see. Time now is 5:30. Half hour has already blew past us, and we've got another hour and a half to go on this Saturday evening, afternoon or evening, whatever you like to consider this, at this 5 to 7 time slot. This week, there were a couple birthdays of some fine artists, some people who have moved forward jazz in an important way. And I'm talking about Charlie Parker and Alice Coltrane. So we're going to do a set dedicated to them, featuring those great jazz masters. We're going to start out with Charlie Parker. This is Groovin' High.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the great Charlie Parker, often known as Bird. We heard three tracks from Charlie Parker circa 1944, 1945. And despite the rather poor recording quality, at least by today's standards, I hope you got a chance to hear some of the greatness that was Charlie Parker, credited with inventing bebop, certainly along with collaborators like Dizzy Gillespie and Max Roach, Bud Powell, and more, had incredible influence on the jazz genre and the music that was to come. And Charlie Parker started that whole bebop thing. Great alto sax player. We heard three tracks, starting with Groovin' High and Yardbird Suite. And the last track you heard was from the Complete Savoy Masters. The first two was from a compilation called Salt Peanuts, and the last one was from the Complete Savoy Masters, and we heard Confirmation. And Charlie Parker, he was born on August 29th, 1920, and passed away at the age of 34 years old. Short life, packed in a lot of music. Passed away on March 12th, 1955. And like a lot of these songs that are only 3 to 5 minutes in length and pack in so much music in those those 3 to 5 minutes, Charlie Parker packed a lot in his short lifespan. All right, so as I mentioned, we're kind of celebrating a couple birthdays that came up this week, Charlie Parker being one. Another is Alice Coltrane, so we're going to hear a couple tracks from Alice Coltrane. We're going to start out with Jaya Jaya Rama, and then follow that up with Lovely Sky Boat, and you're going to hear a couple different sides of Alice Coltrane. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alice Coltrane. We heard two tracks from Alice Coltrane, wife of the great John Coltrane, but certainly a great artist in her own right, as you heard there. A couple tracks which showed she really did have some really good chops on the piano. First track you heard was called Jaya Jaya Rama. That was the piano track. And that's from an album called Huntington Ashram Library. And that trio was Alice Coltrane on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Rashid Ali on drums. And after that, we heard another trio. This one's called A Monastic Trio from 1968, which had Alice Coltrane on harp, doing that beautiful harp work, along with Jimmy Garrison on bass and Rashid Ali on drums. And Alice Coltrane, born August 27, 1937, a couple of days ago was her birthday, would have been her birthday, but she had passed away on January 12th of 2007 at the age of 69. Alice Coltrane definitely had a big influence on John Coltrane's music, really bringing him into the Eastern religions and the music and the culture from that. We're going to keep with the harp thing. We're going to play a track that Brandy Younger and her quartet did, also celebrating Alice Coltrane. But this is Brandy Younger doing Blue Nile, and you'll see it'll start out with one of Alice Coltrane's most famous compositions, A Journey to Satchidananda. Arrangement that Brandy Younger done actually starts out with the ostinato that is Journey to Satchidananda, and then goes into the Blue Nile composition. So this is Brandy Younger. Thank you. Brandi Younger from her album Live at the Breeding Ground, Brandi Younger Quartet. By the way, time now is 6:16. This is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut. And as I said, you just heard from Brandi Younger and her quartet, which is as listed, which lists five people, which would make it a quintet. But it's Brandi Younger on harp, Stacy Dillard on soprano sax, Chelsea Baratz on tenor sax, Desron Douglas on bass, and E.J. Strickland on drums. And that is a 2014 release. And a few weeks ago, we had Brandi Younger here. She phoned in to the studio, and we did a nice little interview with her. And so that's a great album. You can check that out by going to brandiyounger.com, and you can purchase it from there.